Start your day the right way by taking charge of your physical and mental fitness.
It's important to know your numbers. They determine if your blood pressure is high or low, your cholesterol balance, even your blood sugar level, heart rate, and much more.
Get tested by visiting your doctor, clinic, or stop by at any health center closest to you.
Take control today. This message is from Doctors on Air with Dr. Pamela.
This is Doctors on Air with Dr. Pamela.
Good morning and welcome to 2024. I'm wishing everyone a happy new year. Today we'll be talking about wellness, and that's the way we start the year, and hopefully we'll work our way through the year, keeping well and keeping healthy. Thank you for coming on the program, Dr. Moye. As the President of Lifestyle Medicine in Nigeria, it's a pleasure for us to welcome you here into 2024.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ajayi. I'm really delighted to be here. It's always a pleasure to have this chat on well-being, wellness, and lifestyle medicine with you, Dr. Ajayi.
Thank you. And Cherise, it's also a pleasure to have you here with us as well.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ajayi. Quite excited to be here today.
So if we can just start here, I'd just like to dive in with you, Dr. Moye, talking about lifestyle medicine. This is the beginning of 2024. We've all behaved so badly over the Christmas. We've all put on weight. We're all sort of regretting all the, you know, misdeeds that we've had. Now, Dr. Moye, can you tell us, what is lifestyle medicine? What is wellness? Why is it important?
Thank you so much. And that's such a good note to start on. We are all into this, including myself. We've all just indulged and just let our head down. And, you know, it's Christmas, it's New Year, it's the end of the year. We're all so excited and happy to be going into a new year and new possibilities, new dreams. And I'm going to be talking a lot more about dreams in a minute. And we are looking at how we can achieve purpose, what the Japanese call ikigai. And that's all part of lifestyle medicine as well. You asked a question. And by the way, Happy New Year, Dr. Ajayi. The new year is going to be a real ball for everyone, a blast, because lots of new things have begun in 2023 and will get into maturity in this 2024. You asked, what is lifestyle medicine and why is it important? Very, very good question. Thank you so much for that question. Lifestyle medicine is a brand new, literally, new specialty in medicine, conventional medicine. That means that it is a specialty that has evolved from what we know as conventional medicine, those of us who studied medicine in medical schools. So it's important to emphasize this, because lots of people are coming up now, you know, claiming to be lifestyle physicians or lifestyle medicine practitioners or experts, etc. But I think it's important to know that that is a background. And what it focuses on, this new specialty, is on using our lifestyle habits, our daily lifestyle choices to live a healthy life. And in living a health, I mean, that's a summary of it. In living a healthy life, we're looking to prevent, to treat, and in appropriate cases, to reverse lots of these non-communicable chronic lifestyle related illnesses that are often caused by the things that we do with our lifestyle choices, what we eat in our diet and nutrition, what we drink, in how we keep up with our relationships, whether or not we have positive relationships, positive psychology and positive social connections. So that's the second pillar, whether or not we exercise regularly. And WHO, the World Health Organization, would encourage us to do at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise every week. And what is, you know, moderate intensity? You know, brisk walk or dancing to our Afrobeats and our music in Africa, in Nigeria. the fourth pillar of lifestyle medicine is in avoiding addictive substances or any behavior of addiction. So it could be harmful drugs, it could be alcohol, tobacco, it could be just addiction to sex, addiction to television, addiction to games, addiction to it, whatever it is that's of addictive behavior, to avoid it. And then the fifth pillar is mental health and well-being, managing your stress. So that is another pillar. And the last one, which is really dear to my heart, is having adequate restorative sleep every night of the year. 7 to 9 hours is what we want you to have. So lifestyle medicine focuses on all these 6 pillars and hopefully teaches us, we start with ourselves, and then our families, our patients, our communities where we live and serve, to actually adopt these pillars of lifestyle medicine in order to prevent, treat, and in appropriate cases, reverse, arrest and reverse the course of chronic lifestyle diseases. You may ask, what are these chronic diseases? Examples are type 2 diabetes, cancers, hypertension, autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, Alzheimer's, dementia, and so on. There's a very long list of that. If you look at the pillars that I've reeled out in the way I've reeled them out, so diet, relationships, exercise, avoiding anything of addiction, mental health and well-being, and managing your stress, are there regular medical checkups and adequate restorative sleep, you get the word or acronym DREAMS. And it's a very easy way for every man, including the man on the street, to remember those habits that we want to pay attention to. So DREAMS stands for DREAMS, with the D being diet. And when we talk about diet, I have to emphasize that Africa has the best opportunity to eat the most, the best prescription of our diet in lots of green vegetables. You know, a rainbow plate of lots of colors, but which will include lots of green vegetables, yellow, red, orange, you know, name it, purple vegetables and fruits, plenty of that. Whole food, meaning the food has come from your farm, through your kitchen, to your table, and has avoided the factory, because in the factory they are refined, additives are added, very nutritious stuff is taken out just to prolong the shelf life of this food. But that isn't good for us. So we advocate for whole food, plant-based, or some will prefer plant predominant. I like to say plant plenty. So plenty of plants on your plate. Yes, plenty of plants on your plate. You cannot forget that. Exactly. Plenty of plants on your plate. I love that. So, you know, that takes care of your D for DREAMS. So it's an exciting topic, and there are lots of concepts that have come through that of DREAMS I have initiated, and that has been populated and enlarged by the Society of Lifestyle Medicine of Nigeria.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm very exciting. You see, because people are sitting there, and I must say a lot of people want, you know, to be healthy, they want to be well, but there's something about human beings that pushes them to do the wrong thing and often turn up all too late, you know, with some of these conditions. And we are talking about wellness, aren't we? We're talking about being well, and it is possible from what you've just described to be well and stay well. So can you tell us a bit more about wellness and how DREAMS will help us achieve that?
I have a concept, brand new off the press, a dance approach to wellness, the ultimate lifestyle medicine formula. And, you know, again, I think I'm gifted in acronyms because they just pour out of me. So dance approach will represent D for DREAMS. You asked me, how can we use DREAMS to achieve wellness? And I've got the exact formula for that, Dr. Ifeoma Monye's formula for that. And for D stands for DREAMS. And we've already elaborated in DREAMS. So DREAMS, it's incorporated in this approach. The A stands for adopt and innovate. Now, we talked about New Year resolutions, didn't we? And a lot of us would have come up with a New Year resolution. Oh, I'm going to do intermittent fasting. Oh, I'm going to do time-restricted eating. Oh, I'm going to cut down on carbohydrates. Oh, I'm going to do this diet or that diet, that diet or that diet. Let me just even just give you, hello, the news is this. There is no best diet. Any diet or any pattern of eating that works for you. Again, the baseline is whole food, plant-based. But whatever name is known, you're not going to tell me that one is better than the other. The only thing we know, though, that year after year, the Mediterranean diet comes tops when some organization rates the diets. But there are, you know, if you can just keep to one that has all the nutrients, and I'm sure Mrs. Jero will say much more about that. Just, you know, so I'm not going to get into your territory for too long. Let me stay on my lane quite well, because I've got a lot of things to say. So you come in there. So you adopt and innovate. What are you adopting? You're adopting the DREAMS principles. DREAMS, in whichever way, whether you're doing it by yourself or you're doing it with your lifestyle medicine coach or you're doing it with your being accountable to your family or to your best friend or to your spouse or whatever it is, adopt these healthy patterns of living. Innovate. Why would you innovate? Because the same thing that works for me may not work for you. The same style, the same modality. So find out what works for you. The end in my dance is navigate. It's a journey. It's a life. It's a lifetime thing. So just navigate through it. Navigate through it. See what is best. See what pathway leads you to what. The C is when you have adopted and you're navigating and innovating all the time, you must commit. You must commit to this pattern. For that wellness to happen, you must commit. And I guess when you begin to see the goodness and the positive things and the plenty of accolades and compliments you're getting, oh my goodness, Dr. Monya, I can't believe your age. And I'm not going to say it on your program how old I am, but you know, no one believes my age when I tell them. So, you know, you get lots of compliments. Please commit and let those compliments and a lot more, your internal determination to make it work, help you to consolidate and therefore sustain this lifestyle behavior. And finally, just enjoy the journey. Enjoy it and stay engaged. So that's the Dr. Ifeoma Monye's dance approach to wellness. Dance approach. It is the ultimate lifestyle medicine formula. And done properly, you are guaranteed. I can tell you that. Take it to the bank of wellness.
Thank you very much. That's just simply phenomenal. Dance. Let's dance our way through life. Thank you.
You're listening to Doctors on Air with Dr. Pamela.
Wow, Cherise, that was a power-packed first half. What's your take on wellness and how do you, in your specialty, ensure that?
Happy New Year, Dr. Ajayi. Thank you so much. So wellness to me is vitality, it's exuberance, it's energy, it's just life. We're born into wellness. We're born into being created complete and whole. And so when illness shows up, we really have to ask ourselves, where did we veer off from our wellness? So just making that point that we're really born into it.
And how do you, in terms of food, I mean, you spoke obviously about food earlier, but you are the specialist here. Mm-hmm. How have you found food work for people, not work for people? Do you have any examples you can tell us about?
Yeah, a couple of examples. So we had a young girl recently, just last year, who presented with some skin issues. She's about 26, had some skin ailments and had constipation, diarrhea sometimes. And just examining her diet, was she taking enough water? Was she taking enough fruits and vegetables? Was she resting well? And so we found out that one, her bowels were just moving once a week. She was not taking enough water, maybe drank like one bottle a day, if that, wasn't sleeping well, bloated all the time, and constantly snacking. So once we examined her diet and realized that, okay, you're deficient in a couple things. You need to increase your water intake. Go to bed at a certain time. Just setting some routines. Within 2 weeks, her skin cleared up. Her bowel movements went from once a week to every 2 days, and then eventually came into being daily. And she just felt so much better. She looked better. No more bloating. And it was just amazing from her.
Now, what I'm also liking is in this conversation that we're having is we're not just talking about weight. When we're talking about wellness, we're talking about the whole person. And you're talking about a young person who was having challenges. A lot of people are having challenges in their life and they don't know it could actually be cleared up, as you said, from food. Right from the beginning, Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine. And we are not taking enough advantage of that. Can you tell us, just a quick, you know, if for those who are starting off with their New Year's resolutions, what are the key things? Are there 3-5 things that you want to say look into right now?
Certainly. So number one is the water. How much water are you drinking? Number two is your diet. What time of the day are you eating? So when you wake up, is food the first thing on your mind? Are you having like a schedule of your eating time? Number three is your stress. What do you do for stress? If you feel overwhelmed, are you taking some deep breaths just to help yourself calm down? Number four, I would say, is your sleep. So going to bed on time. And then number five, I would say, is keeping it simple. So not attacking everything at one time, but just keeping things simple. Make sure you have greens on your plate. Every meal, there should be vegetables on your plate.
No, that's great. Dr. Moye, do you have anything you want to add, or perhaps we could discuss now?
Yes, thank you so much. What my colleague, Mrs. Jewere, just shared about a patient and what they ate reminds me so well about a patient I saw, I think, a couple of years ago. And this is interesting. Why it is interesting is because this patient I saw in England, I share my time between Nigeria and England, and I practice in both continents. So this was a patient I was seeing, and she had, again, not an African patient. So this lifestyle medicine has expression all over the world. This was not an African patient, and they came with eczema that they've, when I looked at their notes, they've seen for years. They'd seen, and the patient was in her early 30s. They'd seen lots of doctors, and they were really frustrated at this point. And of course, trust me, I quickly dived into the opportunity to use lifestyle medicine to end her sorrow for her. So we took a good nutrition history, and as well as, you know, nutrition vital signs and all the other vital signs of lifestyle medicine. It turns out that she's been eating and drinking the exact things that would cause eczema and flare up of eczema and chronic persistent eczema. So we began to deal with that, and she eliminated dairy products. I said, we're going to do it one at a time. And like Mrs. Jewere said, one step at a time, just a little, keep it simple. The British Society of Lifestyle Medicine says, uses this one change. So one change at a time. So I said to her, which would you like to change at this very first meeting? And she decided to change and withdraw dairy from her meals. She saw me a week later. She didn't know whether to hug me, whether to jump up. She said she's been going through hell all her life, and no doctor has said this to her. And I just said, calm down. Lifestyle medicine is a very new field, and not many of us are yet trained in it. But you know, you've seen me, and thank God for that. So by the time I saw her, for the third week, because I saw her every week, and we kept taking out one stuff after the other, she was completely clear of eczema. It's the thing is, it works so quickly. That's the amazing thing about lifestyle interventions. Yeah. It works so quickly. So that example she gave just reminded me of that. And you know, sustaining that pattern will make sure that she doesn't have plenty of flare-ups, if at all. So that's something for someone out there to note.
No, I think that's actually very, very relevant. A lot of people don't know that some of these things that they eat, particularly things like dairy, things like gluten, actually causing them a huge amount of problems, because they can't relate it. They've been eating these things all their lives, so they don't know that actually they have developed intolerances and things like that. So how can we, you know, because a lot of people are listening to this program at this beginning of this year, and they're saying to themselves, what are the things I can do? And we've heard the dreams, and I think that's very, very relevant. That's something we want to all carry on and do. But what are some of the other things that, you know, we've heard about these specific things, but are there anything else? Is there anything you want to add to that?
Okay, so in regards of adding, so when we take out things like the dairy, we always put an alternative. Maybe it could be tiger nut milk. Maybe it could be almond milk. When it comes to the grains, taking out the processed grains and putting in things such as millet, such as tamba, such as acha. These are nutrient-dense grains that contain your selenium, your manganese, your zinc, your magnesium, things that the body needs to function and also needs for the energy of the cells. So switching things out simply and then observing and see how you feel. I have a quick story as well, just remembering a client that I had last year who presented with high blood pressure, neuropathy, pins and needles in the hands, and then also going down the legs and the feet, wasn't sleeping well, had stress at home, just stress all over. And one of the things that we did was, yes, certainly examine the diet and realize that he was eating a lot of processed grains, a lot of snacking. And once we took those out and put in the whole foods along with the vegetable soups, the salads, and just ensuring that he's eating lots of things like mushrooms, beans, making sure it's balanced with the vegetables as well, and then giving him some techniques with the deep breathing, the stretching, and learning how to balance out his family work life. Within a couple days, he started to calm down. He started to feel better. There was clarity because he was also complaining of a lot of brain fog. He was forgetting things, things that he doesn't usually forget. And so just him keying into this lifestyle medicine, the nutrition therapy, he started to feel better. He started to sleep better. So developing habits, routines, and as we mentioned earlier, just keeping it simple. You can do one thing at a time and keep it simple in order to get the results that you need. And so the simple things is what helped to transform him to feeling much better, having more clarity, being energetic, and eventually just getting to that point of, you know what, this is my lifestyle to stay. I like it. I don't want to look back at where I was before.
No, that's fantastic. Now, unfortunately, time's run out. We've got a couple of seconds left. If I could have your last words for our listeners before I just jump over to Dr. Moyen for her last words.
Certainly. Breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and supper like a pauper. So keeping it simple and just going with that along with your dance and your exercise every day.
Thank you. Dr. Monier, your last words for our listeners.
Thank you so much. And this is to everyone in 2024 and beyond. Dance your way to health and well-being. Dance, dance, dance. Use your dreams, D-R-E-A-M-S. Adopt it. Navigate through it. Innovate all the way. Commit and consolidate in order to sustain these healthy behaviors. And don't forget to enjoy the journey and stay engaged.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful 2020.
Thank you, Dr. Ajayi.
Thank you, Dr.
Doctors on Air with Dr. Pamela.